Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1270 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. She had with us. She didn't say anything with reference to Mrs. Frank having stated anything to her mother on Sunday morning. The affidavit does not contain anything that she did not state that day. Before she made that affidavit, she said he did eat dinner that day. She finally said he didn't eat any. At first, she said he remained at home at dinner time about half an hour or more. She finally said he only remained about 10 minutes. At first, she said Albert McKnight was not there that day. She finally said he was there. She said she was instructed not to talk at first. At first, she said her wages hadn't been changed. Finally said her wages had been raised by the Seeligs. As to what, if anything, she said about a hat being given her by Mrs. Seelig, the only statement she made about the hat at all was when she made the affidavit. We didn't know anything about the hat before. Nobody threatened her when she was there. When the first questioning was going on, Campbell and Starnes were not in there. They came in when we called them and told them we were ready. Her attorney, Mr. Gordon, came in with the detectives. Cross-examination. As to why we didn't take her statement when she denied saying all those things, because we didn't believe them. We were down there about 3 hours. We went down there to try and get Manola McKnight out if we could. We asked Mr. Dorsey to get her out. He said he would let us stand her bond, and Lye referred us to the detectives to make arrangements. As to why we didn't get her out then, we wanted a statement from her if we could get it. No, I didn't know that whenever the detectives got the story they wanted, they would let her out. As to my going to get her out and then grilling her for 3 hours, I didn't tell her I was going to get her out. I went down there to get her out, but she left there before I did. We went out of the room. The detectives treated her very nice. They let her alone to make the statement. I knew they were holding her because she did not make a statement confirming her husband. It was not my object to make her statement agree with her husband's statement, but it was my duty as a good citizen to make her tell the truth. Dr. S.C. Benedict, sworn for the state in rebuttal. I am president of the State Board of Health. I was a member of the board when Dr. Westmoreland preferred charges against Dr. Harris. Those minutes, States Exhibit N, are correct. I desire to say that we do not wish to open up that question again. Dr. Westmoreland's charges are not recorded here. I don't think they were put on the minutes. The reply to the charges were put in the minutes and the action of the board. The minutes would show what action the board took.